With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Yokohama Avid Ascend LX. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive. You can go to TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
And we're back. Not exactly better than ever, but we're back. Refreshed, ready to go. Nice vacation. Good to talk to you again. Best and worst of the weekend. You can dial us up. What you saw that you liked, you didn't like. A few other things that happened while we were on vacation. We'll bring those back, give you our thoughts on those coming up. The WNBA draft is tonight. That was quick, right after March Madness, the championship game, and now you roll that momentum into the draft, and you'll probably get a good number on a night where there's no NBA. NBA play-in starts tomorrow and Wednesday, but you'll be able to see Caitlin Clark get drafted number one overall by the Indiana Fever. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle at DP Show. Mike Tirico was on the call for the Masters for SiriusXM. He'll join us from Augusta. Coming up, Kentucky introduces their new head coach, Mark Pope, and Arkansas introduced John Calipari a couple days ago. I think it's a win-win for both of these schools. I think it was time for Coach Cal and Kentucky to part ways. You bring in a new head coach, or at least a younger head coach, who's had success elsewhere, understands the landscape there, and that's what's tricky. That job is not for the faint of heart. It's not for every coach. And I think that's why you saw some coaches go, do I really want to get into this situation here? They love their basketball. It's like SEC football. This is SEC basketball, but it has an SEC football feel to it. Mark Pope comes in. Does he change his recruiting philosophy from what they've had for over a decade there? I would suggest he do that. They've had some talent. They're going to have a couple of first-round draft picks here. Coach Cal goes to Arkansas. And then he was honest. He said, I went to meet with my team, and I realized there is no team. Well, he's getting paid a lot, going to Arkansas, and the expectation level will be greatly reduced there. Now, it doesn't mean that he's going to settle for that, but I think the fan base will try to meet him halfway to say, hey, we're with you. We've celebrated Final Four appearances. Eric Musselman did a wonderful job now at USC. But I thought it was a win-win for both of these programs. All right, 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle at DP Show. Scotty Scheffler, second time in 3 years, and he's joining some pretty exclusive company there of young players to win multiple green jackets. Jack is the youngest ever at 25 years, 81 days. Then it's Tiger, 25, 100 days. Seve Ballesteros, 26 and 2 days. Scotty Scheffler is 27, and he'll be the favorite at the PGA Championship, followed by Rory and Jon Rahm. We keep waiting. We were waiting for this on Sunday, like the head-to-head showdown matchup, matching shot for shot. Now, I'm not going to critique anything that Scotty Scheffler did, because he was wonderful. It's the other players, and this happened when Tiger was being Tiger. The number of players that we thought, oh, Ernie Els, Phil Mickelson, oh, here they come. And then they would just fade. They would fall. They would fall to the wayside. Tiger would hold serve against everybody. And he just continued to be, he poured it on. And that's what Scheffler did. Like, he didn't acknowledge the crowd at all. He just head down, walking, methodical, got a job to do. And he's not out there waving, tipping his hat. He got to 18, and you saw that emotion when he finally had the final putt roll in. where it was. Now, he did a couple of fist pumps the previous day with an eagle, and that might have been at 13 or 15, and that's where you saw some emotion. He doesn't give you much, and but you know what? We're spoiled because we expect that. We want our stars to be demonstrative. They're into it. They care. Scotty, I have no idea. He just seems to be, like, his EKG is just flat. But I'm sure inside, you know, it's churning there. But what we see, sometimes we want more. And we'll talk to Mike Chirico about this. You know, we were looking for comparisons, and I brought up maybe it's like John Stockton showed up, put on his uniform, went out, got his 15 points and 12 assists, and probably ended up with a win. Didn't want any fanfare, didn't want to be interviewed, didn't care about any of that stuff. And Scottie Scheffler is like that, and I'm sure Mike will have a couple of comparisons there as well. But Scheffler wins the Master. The PGA Championship is up next. NBA playoffs almost set. We have the play-in games, and that's where it's going to get interesting here. NBA hoping that you have Golden State and the Lakers somehow playing a little bit more. And I think that's the beauty of the play-in game. We may not like it. I mean, I still think it should be an achievement to make the playoffs. Now, if you don't make the playoffs, that's where it's more of a surprise when you don't make the playoffs than when you do. All right, poll question, Seton, from hour one, and what are we going to go with in hour two?
Yeah, we got two going. Okay. We have, if your wife was in labor with your first child while you were leading your second Masters, you would leave or stay. That's holding steady at about 60% are staying.
Mm-hmm.
And then, do you treat your first child differently than your other children? That's also hovering at right about 60%. yes. Yes, they do.
Okay.
I wonder if that's consciously or like subconsciously treat them differently.
I mean, here's the beauty. This is an anonymous poll, so you're not admitting it publicly. Like if I said this, then I'm admitting it publicly, and then my four kids would find out. So I just say, of course you don't. No, you love them all just the same.
But then when you ask kids, like the middle child is always getting screwed over, overlooked, because yeah. They're not the oldest, they're not the youngest, they're the middle.
Yeah, and I was a middle child.
There's a lot of dynamics that happen there.
Yes, yes. I still hold a grudge. My mom's not even alive anymore. But that time when she said, and I said to her, I said, you care about Dave more than you do anybody else. And she finally broke down and she said, well, yes, I do.
Dang.
And I go, okay, that's all I ask, Mom.
That's a must-lie situation.
Just, my mom was never a must-lie situation. Yes,
not a must-lie mom, huh?
Yes.
Did you put her in some interrogation room? Was she just so freely decide, you know what? You keep asking me about this. Yes, I like Dave more than you and the rest of
them. There was a feeling of 60 minutes that I was Mike Wallace, and there was a light bulb that was kind of dangling over her head, and I said, admit it!
Is there a good cop, or you just do the
no,
bad cop? Say it! Just say you love Dave more!
Say it! Say it! Yeah, and she finally did. Yes, Marvin.
At a certain age, parents really don't care. Somebody asked, my mom asked my grandmother, who's your favorite out of all of us? She was like, Marvin, what a stupid question. Why would you ask that? She literally told my mom, what a stupid question. Okay. And Marvin's my favorite.
Yeah.
But I think it depends on, like, who you like the most.
Yeah.
Love and like, I told you, it's two different things. You might love all your kids the same, but you know what? I like this kid the most.
Yeah, I love Fritzy. I don't always like him. Yes, Seton.
My grandparents had a Christmas tree, and they had the Christmas balls or whatever, and they had each of the grandkids' names on them, so it'd be like, I don't know, however, a dozen of us or whatever, and our names would be all there, and that was a ranking of who was...
Where you were on the tree?
Yes.
Ooh.
Yes. Yeah.
That's pretty cool. For the holidays, you walk in the house, you know where you stand.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome. It was kind of awesome. It was a real treat every... We used to do Christmas Eve there every year, and you'd show up there, and you'd be like, oh, dang, look at Karen moving up. All right, let's go.
Karen had a good year.
Yeah.
Good year.
Yeah. The top one never changed. That was actually at some point, because we used to then mess with my grandparents. Like, we would take... My one cousin was always at the top, and we would take him and move him down to the bottom and put our other cousin up at the top. And then one year we got there, and it had been wired to the top of the tree where you could not remove this ball anymore. It was staying there.
Operator Tyler standing by to take your phone calls, 877-3DP-SHOW. Best and worst of the weekend. We'll give you hours after Mike Tirico joins us. Good morning if you're watching on Peacock. Thank you for downloading the app. Great new T-shirts available at danpatrick.com. T-shirts that Marvin's going to be wearing once we get those here in the building.
Nonstop.
Yep. UConn. You got the Toucan in there that before they won the title. I said, hey, Connecticut goes back-to-back. It's Toucan. And you beat Purdue. So congratulations there. The philosophy was Zach Edey can score as much as he wants. We're not going to let those guys, you know, they brought in three-point shooters. They needed to improve that. And UConn played. That was their philosophy. You can get your 35-40. We're going to make sure you're not beating us from the perimeter. Yes, Todd?
Did we ever get a chance to talk about the bracket challenge and who won that? Because I wasn't sure how that played out. So we were away for the whole. It kind of went by the wayside. We couldn't recap the title game or anything.
Who won?
I think I may have beaten Jim Boeheim.
Wait.
Only that, and I know I texted all of you about it, but it was 75-60 was the final score, and I had 75-68, and I was very excited to share that with you guys. And I got UConn's exact score right now. It was only 8 points off Purdue. So, yeah, I think I pulled that one out over Boeheim.
Oh, you did win.
Yeah, I think I did.
Okay.
Because Boeheim had Purdue over UConn, and I had UConn over Purdue.
How about a round of applause for Princey? Hey, congratulations.
Not feeling it. Right?
No, that's awesome. That's awesome. Congratulations.
Yeah, I had to initiate that.
Very, very proud of you. Very proud.
Todd always does well. He's always like top five.
Well, he takes no chances.
Other than maybe one 11 over a 6 or a 12 over 5. Yeah. Everything else is ones, twos, twos, yeah. ones, threes.
But that's okay. Yeah. That's your philosophy. That's who you are. That's your personality. How you fill out your bracket is who you are.
I had Kentucky and Arizona, I think, in the Final Four. Some that didn't work out too well. Had Auburn going pretty far.
Yeah, but congratulations.
Thank you. I feel good about that.
Yeah,
revisit all your misses, Todd.
Yeah, congratulations, and Marvin as well. You didn't make the parade.
I did not. No.
Okay, you were invited by Coach Hurley.
I was, but the silver lining was my mom took my spot.
Your mom went to the parade.
She did. Yeah.
I love that.
You know what? You take my spot. She took me to my first UConn game in 1998. So it was like a full circle moment.
Awesome.
So I was like, great. Oh, the lady that pushed me out, thank you. You can go.
Yeah. Lady who pushed me out.
All right.
All right. Sounds like the title of a country song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She is a lady who pushed me out.
No. By the way, one dining moment, a lot of reaction to that, Todd. One dining moment. And
the earworm is good. Dude, yeah, that was a strange start.
No, it was bad. It was bad.
Major earworm for everybody, but we gave it a shot. You know, it was creative. You guys came up with the title.
Like Shea Gilgeous-Alexander and Chet Holmgren, like, are they bad on purpose in that commercial?
The AT&T commercial?
Yes. Like, are they bad? Like, Todd wasn't trying to be bad with One Dining Moment. That commercial was not good at all.
And it's not supposed to be bad. It's kind of supposed to be funny.
I don't know. And you know, I said Oklahoma City was my surprise team this year, just like Cleveland was last year. So I am a Thunder fan, but I don't like that commercial. It's not good. This is the One Dining Moment. Oh, God. Okay. How about the start?
The food is served.
That's
the food.
I don't understand why it came out like that. And no one in the back say, you know what? Why don't we take two on that?
Oh, really? Do you think?
They loved it.
No, they did say to you, hey, do you want to do it again? And you go, no.
I don't think it was because of the first line.
I think I got it.
I screwed up the end part because then I said shining moment instead of dining moment. That beginning, though, someone should have said, wait, you know what? Let's take it from the top.
Todd, you were still singing and the music was done at the very end.
I was going by how many of the lyrics that I wrote, and I was going to keep singing beyond the music if I wanted to get those last lines in.
A little, like, vibrato. Oh, and his voice too is just the best.
The food is cooked.
It didn't sound like that in my ear when I first was attempting to sing.
One dining moment.
This fella keeps getting on that bike, though, man. I give him a lot of credit.
He does.
I really do, Todd.
Yeah,
I give you a lot of credit.
I thought it was great. That was it, Paul. You guys came up with that title. I'm like, let's do this. Let's make a song out of it.
Jerry in Texas. Hi, Jerry. What's on your mind today?
Yeah, the Purdue UConn game. Clearly UConn was a better team, but that doesn't explain why Purdue lost as badly as they did. They failed the basic fundamental principles of basketball. You pass the ball out of the double team and hit the open man. I don't know what Eddie shot against the double team, something like 0 to 20%. Your open man's got to hit a better shot than that.
Well, I thought UConn did a good job on the perimeter. They were not going to let them make threes, and they let Zach Edey, you know, single coverage, and he put up, what, 37 points. Yeah, Paul?
Yeah, UConn was 6 of 22 from 3, which isn't a great percentage, but Purdue hit 1-3 the entire game. You just do the math of that, and you can't win.
And they were bolstering that lineup to be better at the three-point shot this year, and they had been. Baker and Bozeman. Hey, Bake, what's on your mind today?
Morning, Danny. Great to have you guys back. The worst of the weekend, I'm going to give it to friend of the show, Rory McIlroy. I mean, I would love to see him complete his career Grand Slam, but Augusta National seems to be his kryptonite for whatever reason. But best of the weekend was the surprise awesome cameo from Caitlin Clark on Saturday Night Live's Weekend Update. It was great.
Yeah, I thought it was fun. Now, like, once you, you know, cross over into that world, it's like when Travis Kelce hosted Saturday Night Live, when Barkley did, when Peyton Manning did. Like, then it's different. And Caitlin Clark on Weekend Update, and she was there, and they set her up with some good lines, and I thought it was a nice cameo there. But that's different. That's when you go from our little sports world into mainstream, and then all of a sudden, you know, that gets downloaded. Now that goes viral, and that's exactly what happened with Caitlin. And they're riding this momentum. And Indiana is going to be playing a lot of games. Caitlin Clark has a month to get ready for the upcoming WNBA season. And the mothership is going to get as many games as possible. She's going to be playing constantly. Yes, Paul?
The Indiana Fever, the WNBA team she's going to, had one nationally televised game last year. Right now, they're scheduled to have 29 nationally televised games.
All right, we'll take a break. Mike Tirico joins us from Augusta. We'll talk about the Tigers situation. Scottie Scheffler, does he get put into that elite group, exclusive group? And will we ever get to the point where we're going, hey, you got Scheffler or the field? Mike Tirico joins us next here, Dan Patrick Show.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut. The new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The original light beer, 1975. Miller Lite.
Yeah, the original.
Yeah, 1975. Perfect companion for us grill masters across the United States. This past weekend, even Mother's Day. I'm treating myself while I'm treating my wife for Mother's Day. Out there cooking, and I've got my Miller Lite, my friend, right there with me. Miller Lite keeps it simple. Undebatable quality. You can't debate it.
I would try it.
No, you can't. Taste as great as the barbecue you're making. The beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters most. It tastes like a beer. Less filling. Only 96 calories. With a Miller Lite in hand, grilling doesn't just taste great. It tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells great beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Mike Tirico, he's going to be hosting the Olympics in Paris coming up later on this summer. He was busy this weekend as he was doing master's duty for SiriusXM, and he joins us on the program. Why do you think the ratings were up for the Masters this year?
Getting the Live guys and the Tour guys back, it felt like it was the first big, big event of the year. The Players was a great event, but you have something missing. And I think sooner than later, they're going to need to get both sides back together. This sport is not big enough to split the pie.
What did you think was going to happen? Let's go back to Thursday or Wednesday.
In golf, so Bradel Chamblee, who I know you've had on, Bradel says some outrageous, headline-grabbing things that don't often get said in the very nice world of golf commentary. And he said, no, Scotty should win by 7 or 8 shots. And if he's got his best game, go, Bradel, like, easy, man. Like, but Scotty didn't have his best, and he won by 4. I got to do the Bay Hill Arnold Palmer tournament and the Players and see Scotty win both of those and watch most of Houston, where he missed a putt on 18 to get in the playoff. So he's first, second. And it's real. Like, his ball striking, Dan, is so good. His scrambling is so good. And the one thing that was weak is putting. He got figured out. So I think we all expected Scotty to be the guy right near the top of the board. But I was still impressed with his dominance this week and his ability to win by that many, especially the way he played. Look, he played on the second nine like he's the number one guy in the world.
We always want to fast track somebody to greatness and put him in categories. Right. Now you're the next Jack, you're the next Tiger. You know, Scotty's 27, and there's nothing dynamic about him. You could say he's the golf equivalent to John Stockton. He just kind of shows up, does his job, doesn't care about really anything else, cares about his faith and his family, but are we ready to fast track, you know, Scotty?
Yeah. Two Masters in 3 years. So the one thing you're going to want to see is Scotty win outside of his stretch of the year. All of his wins have come from January to April. Now we're really nitpicking, right? But that would be the next step. Win a U.S. Open. He can contend in all of these tournaments. He can contend in Louisville at the PGA, being played at Valhalla the week after the Derby. So he's got all of that. I did the radio broadcast on SiriusXM and worked with Taylor Zarzer, who's a terrific guy and does a great job covering golf for them and does college football and other stuff. I thought Taylor brought up a good one. Pete Sampras or NASCAR Jimmy Johnson.
Yeah,
I thought those were really good. Like, defined excellence in many ways when you look at the record, stretches of dominance, but very low-key. This is who I am. I'm not going to go seek every endorsement under the sun. Success will not change me. I'm just going to be this guy. Scotty's fun. Scotty's a nice guy to be around. Great humor, a great family, obviously deep in faith. But he's not going to be seeking the wow stuff that you get, even with a Bryson DeChambeau. So those, I thought all those, Stockton for you as well, those are really apt and good comparisons. That doesn't mean he's not great. It just means he's not Madison Avenue $1 million every time he turns around, and that's fine.
And it's kind of like Andrew Luck as well. Like, he didn't want endorsements, didn't really care, walked away from the game, and, you know, never really returned. We're talking to Mike Tirico, joining us in Augusta before he goes to Paris to get ready to host the Summer Games, Summer Olympics.
Yeah,
are you ready for that?
No, I'm not staying the entire time.
Oh, you're not? Okay.
No, I'm not. Okay. I'll be back. Back on Friday, actually. I'm back in a couple of days.
Oh, okay.
It's 100 days out, so we kind of light the candle to get everybody ready. Today's show is going to have a bunch of the Team USA athletes on the plaza with Savannah, Hoda, Al, Craig, and the whole crew. I'll be in Paris, so it just kind of gets us going. I'll do a few things over there, too, in advance of going back, 12 weeks later for the games?
I love DeChambeau in the villain role. I don't know if he embraces the villain role, but he's good content.
He wears some of that black hat. There's no doubt about it. Content's the perfect word. Every sport has its little social media following and group of commentators, and I thought the ones on DeChambeau were dead on when they said He's the best content provider, whether it's the drives or carrying the sign pole like he did. Hey, this is a temporary immovable object. I'm going to move it. And he just kind of carries it and moves it around. Yeah, there's a little bit of villain, quote unquote. I think anybody who went to live, who's going to come back, is going to be, if that happens, there's going to be a little bit of that role at varying degrees and levels. I think DeChambeau is interesting and unique. I think he's one of the most unique guys, certainly in golf and maybe in all of sport. He does things so different. Dan, he was using a set of irons that cost $10,000 to produce, one of a kind 3D printer made the irons. They weren't conforming, didn't fit the rules of the USGA officially until Monday. They had to be tested. So he does things to push the edges. Sport needs that. Every sport does, this one especially. I hope he's back playing with these guys soon because I think he's talented, he's very different, and he's very good.
The Tiger situation, he makes the cut again, but certainly stumbled towards the finish line, finishing last. I kept looking to see, was he injured? Was he limping? And I think he was honest afterwards, just said, look, I didn't play well. What did you take from Tiger's performance or lack thereof?
He's going to be impacted by his injuries for the rest of his career. He's got fused back and a fused ankle, right? It's kind of limiting in the world of golf. I think it's remarkable at 48, when he doesn't need another dollar to do this, he continues to want to try to compete as much as possible. I think Friday having to play 23 holes because we didn't get done on Thursday probably set him back. It was an early turnaround. It takes hours for him just to be ready to go play because of all he has to do is get his body to that point. But it's the first time in a regular event he's completed 72 holes in over a year. So I think that's a box to check and a positive. Says he wants to play in the other majors. We'll see if he does. But the fact that he's even talking about being able to do it is good. The two things I saw yesterday that were, to me, the coolest, because Augusta, as you know, you've been here so many times, it gives you like great feels, and it's really cool stuff. One was Tiger, who's known for being laser focused, stopping at 16 to walk over and say hi to Vern Lundquist when Vern was watching from down behind a tree there. It's just the ultimate sign of respect. I thought it was so cool that Tiger did that. And seeing Tiger's kid out of the tournament practice area with him, like holding a wedge, holding the shaft of a driver to have your hands fly under it. It's a drill that guys do often. It was just really cool to see because we both have been here, Dan, seeing Tiger's dad with Tiger. And now we're seeing Tiger with his son. And Charlie's like talking swing stuff with him. It's just for one of the biggest athletes we'll see come across in our lifetime to see this evolution and generational pass along. It was so cool. I'll take that with me for a long time.
Do you think Tiger's afraid of retirement?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, what do they tell everybody? Do it until they tell you you can't anymore, or you can't anymore if you really love it. And he is obsessed with the sport. So afraid of it in some ways, but I think as long as he can get himself out there and do it, look, Jack did.
Yeah, but what do you do when you retire from golf? Do you play golf?
You play golf. You talk about golf. You design golf courses, right? Yeah. You put out a line of golf clothes and shoes. And Jack's still out here talking golf and being a part of it. He visited with us this week. Tom Watson is. Gary Player is running around telling people, you need to do more sit-ups. You need to get in better shape. And he's in his late 80s, and he's like hitting tee shots and throwing that leg up in the air with that kick. So, yeah, it's a forever sport. And I think the association with it fuels and drives a lot of these guys. Other guys have other hobbies. I don't think Tiger has as many other hobbies as these guys do, like fishing or other stuff like that.
All right. Can we get a little bit of your master's voice before we say goodbye?
So this is interesting. Doing the radio, as I have for Sirius XM for the last, I guess, for the last 5 years, you have a commentary position that is right by the 18th green. I mean, from you to the Danettes to the 18th green, that far away. So when you go out there, and I only go out there for the last four holes, you do have to speak softly. So as Scheffler is about 20 yards from me getting over the putt, you have to do the Scotty Scheffler, shuffles his feet, pulls the putter back, and in. And then you've got to go match the crowd. And you feel like a complete idiot. But that's That's why for years golf announcers whispered, because the towers were right over the greens and guys would look up and go, hey, I'm trying to work down here. What are you doing? Right. So we don't have many towers that we do that anymore. They're all in closed booths. But that's the one situation that you've got to go, this is for birdie and the Masters. So there you go.
Have you been shushed before?
I have not. I have not. And I haven't done this very much in terms of being that close, but I am shushless. I leave Augusta for the third consecutive Masters and four of the last five, sans shush.
What an incredible streak you're on, Mike. Congratulations. Hey,
you're brutal.
Safe travels to Paris. Good to talk to you.
Thanks, pal.
Thanks for making time.
Oh, all the time. Talk to you over the summer, bud. Be safe.
Mike Tirico. He was on the call for SiriusXM at the Masters. So he came up with Pete Sampras and Jimmy Johnson from NASCAR.
Oh, Sampras is a good call.
Very good call. Scottie Scheffler, that's the comparison. We talked about John Stockton, but Stockton didn't win championships. You know, Pete Sampras, I remember a long time ago, I spent a lot of time with Sampras, but I think he always thought that people wanted him to be more than what he was. He played exciting. He wasn't exciting, whereas Agassi wasn't as decorated. But it was, you know, having style over substance. I remember when Agassi did his camera commercial, I think, and he had his long hair. But, you know, what we want out of our athletes.
Scheffler's a normal guy. He's just a normal person. But then, you know, a couple of years ago when Brooks Koepka was really hot and winning majors, he was starting to lean into the media and lean into being a pro.
Well, his girlfriend at the time would take provocative pictures. And so there was, like, internet chatter about that,
but he was embracing the star role. Like Dustin Johnson, when he was a hot golfer, he had a star power around him because of his girlfriend Paulina Gretzky, but he never leaned into the interview part of it. So it was,
well,
hard.
I
to
don't
get him
think
on.
He was good. I don't think he's good interview. Koepka turned out to be surprisingly good. Like when he wanted to, he was good. But Dustin Johnson, I mean, certain guys just aren't interested in it, or they're not comfortable saying things. Or they're worried about what they say gets, you know, somebody translates that. Ooh, speaking of which, Shohei Ohtani, I think baseball's talking to him today, and it feels like they're going to move on from that story.
Of course.
That they've heard everything they needed to hear, and that they're going to move on. Although, looking at the transcripts of his interpreter, and he would lose these bets. I don't know how much money, but it felt like these were big numbers that he was losing. And then he would say to the bookie, oh, gosh, I have the worst luck. Hey, can I get another bump? Can I make another bet? And then he would lose. And then he would say to the bookie, hey, this is it. This is the last time. Can I get another bump? And then he would lose that one as well. And then I think he loaded up again for one more. Now, the bookie only wants to know if you can pay. That's it. They want to know, do you have backing? You're going to place these bets. So at what point did the interpreter say, because his salary, I don't know what it was, but let's say 100 grand, you're not covering millions and millions of dollars. At some point, don't you have to say to the bookie, hey, I'm Shohei Ohtani's interpreter. I have money. Because I would not let you have another bump. If I'm a bookie, like somebody has to co-sign, whether they literally co-sign or you're co-signing for them, which is what appears to have happened. Yes, Paul.
So Ippe Mizuhara, the report of the charges against him came out. So these are facts. These aren't speculative. He's accused of stealing more than $16 million from Shohei Ohtani. That's step one. In 26 months, December 21 to January 24, Mizuhara made 19,000 sports bets. Not one of them was baseball related, just to put that at bed.
Mm-hmm.
He won $142 million as a gambler. Unfortunately, he lost $182 million. So his total net losses were $40,600,000. He's only accused of stealing $16 million from Ohtani. Mm-hmm. So there's still the question of where the other, you know, more than $20 million had come from.
Yeah.
That's where we are.
Well, when we first started this, and then we had a gambling expert on who said that he probably bet $80 million. Now, he ended up losing this amount of money, but when we had somebody on from ESPN, and he said he probably bet upwards of $80 million. now we realize it was far more than that. But to be able to do that, you have to, as a bookie, that bookie wants to know, can you pay this? They don't go, hey, man, that's a tough loss. Don't worry about the 500 grand that you owe me. That's all a bookie wants to know. But that desperation that he had is relatable. Now, if I'm betting 1,000 and I don't have 1,000, you know, that desperation sets in. He may be betting 100,000, but that desperation sets in. Now you're going to bet again, and now you're going to bet again. That's what happens in this world. Hey, it's just for entertainment. It's just for fun until it's not. Now all of a sudden you're chasing. And when you chase gambling, when you're betting, you never catch up. It'll always sting you. At some point, that's what happened to him. Yeah, Paul.
People are having a hard time believing Shohei Ohtani did not know $16 million had been stolen from him. According to those ESPN reports, remember when they were in Korea, the accusation was Shohei was like, I'm just learning about this now. It wasn't worth $100 million a year ago,
yes.
Ohtani.
Yes.
He just started getting paid 2023, $30 million. In his career on the field, he had made about $14 million before 2022.
Yeah, that's, look, do I have questions? Yes. Do I think this interpreter was desperate? Yes. Was he, you know, co-signing for Ohtani? Perhaps. That's a lot of money to go missing, and nobody else has any kind of idea. There's no flags that go up. Anything with the bank? I don't know. That's where it's still puzzling here. Yes, Tom.
And that Ipe text to the bookie against Matthew Boyer stood out for me. It says, technically, I did steal from him. It's all over for me, is what Ipe put in the text to the bookmaker.
Yeah. Yeah. Now you do a plea deal. I don't know. You know, they serve jail time. Is he going to be able to make, is there restitution here? Like, I don't know what else is next here. But I think baseball said that they were going to put this to bed, I think, later today. All right, we'll take a break. More phone calls. We'll give you our best and worst of the weekend after this.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Best and worst of the weekend. What we saw that we liked, didn't like. Got a new poll question. And, Paulie, you want to do the honors with the second hour poll question?
Yeah. So Scottie Scheffler and his wife are going to have a baby soon. And I was thinking, he won the Masters. If you're going to do a golf-related name for the baby, some people like to do that. I'm going to put them out to you, and you guys choose which is best.
Okay.
So if the Schefflers have a baby boy, the baby name could be Bunker, Duff, Ace.
Ooh.
That's a good one.
Okay.
Major.
Okay.
He's got a couple.
All right.
Mulligan. He sounds like, I think he's Irish.
Yeah.
Or Slice.
Okay.
Slice Scheffler is fun. It's not a positive thing to slice them all. Which is your favorite of those?
I kind of like Bunk.
Bunker.
Like Bunker.
Yeah.
Or Ace. All right. Now, if it's a girl.
The girl, I got Azalea.
All right.
I mean, that makes a lot. He's a two-time winner. Birdie.
Ooh.
Birdie Scheffler.
Okay. I like that one.
It's fun. So it's cute. It's funky.
Yeah.
Dimples.
Oh.
I'm reaching here.
Dimples.
Dimples Scheffler.
Yeah.
And then Sandy. I don't know how you use sand trap.
Sandy.
Sandy.
Sandy. Do you guys do that when you're thinking of names and you immediately like, okay, well, what are the negatives?
Yes.
Yeah.
Immediately thinking like,
yes.
Okay, so what are the things I'm going to get sick of hearing?
Yeah. Yes.
So if he goes Dimples Scheffler, how long is that funny? How long is that fun?
What if she doesn't have dimples?
Right.
I like Azalea.
Azalea?
Yeah.
Two-time champion.
Yeah.
The golf ball is like little dimples, doesn't it? So you can kind of...
You guys all that, like Birdie.
That's where it comes from, Tom.
Yeah, that's I didn't make
it. Yeah, but
up.
She doesn't have to have dimples. It still works because it's a golf related.
Thanks for helping me with that.
Are you just understanding why we would call her dimples?
Yeah, but I wouldn't worry about whether she actually has dimples or not. That wouldn't make the name worse.
All right.
Bunker?
To Archie, your grunk bunk kind of has a negative connotation to it. Then it's going to be like, oh, the wire.
No, I don't think anybody would make that correlation. I think it would be like Bunk.
Ace. Just,
Ace is good.
Ace Scheffler.
And what's the other one with for the girl that I liked?
Azalea, Birdie, Dimples, or Sandy.
Birdie's a great
Birdie's
name.
Good.
Would it be a nickname or the actual name?
I don't know.
That's like an old lady name to me. Someone's like retired in like 90s, like a grandma you'd call Birdie.
You're still trying to understand Dimples. Shut up.
Just figuring it out.
Yeah, shut up.
It's like Slice. Like,
yeah. Oh, like
like, in the like pizza.
Oh, yeah.
Because he likes pizza.
Mulligan Scheffler is funny.
Mully.
Yeah.
Mulligan. All right, best and worst of the weekend. Todd, what stood out?
Although the Warriors lost to the Pelicans Friday night, 114-109, I'm going to give the best of the weekend to Draymond Green. First player in NBA history to register a double-double without shooting the ball even once. 12 boards, 11 assists, steal and a block. Didn't attempt a field goal or free throw during 35 minutes and 57 seconds on the court. That was fascinating to
okay.
me. Worst, from the Phoenix Coyotes to the Arizona Coyotes to moving their home games to Arizona State, the NHL team was informed Friday that they're now moving to Utah next season, sharing an arena in Salt Lake City with the Jazz. So there's that.
Good. I hope Salt Lake embraces them. I always felt bad. It felt like Arizona didn't want the Coyotes, but they got the Coyotes. And damn it, you're going to like the Coyotes, and then we're going to find a home for them. I hope the opportunity is there with Salt Lake City and they embrace him. Sean O'Connor, best and worst.
My best of the weekend, Dan, I just want to update you on this story because I know you love love. But Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift were still together, very much still together.
Coachella.
They were all over Coachella this weekend.
And all over each other.
Hello, if you know what I mean. So that's nice. That's my best of the weekend.
Oh.
My worst of the weekend is CBS did a Billy Joel like tribute concert. They aired it live. And I think it's to celebrate like his 100th sold-out show at Madison Square Garden.
Yes.
And they cut away from the concert to go to the local news during Piano Man.
Ooh.
What are they doing?
That's like, that is the Billy Joel song that you can't cut away from, but the local news is coming up, and they're like, all right, stay tuned for your traffic and weather together. Yeah, they had to cut away to the local news during Piano Man.
Sing us a song.
People saying, apparently they're not in the mood for a melody.
Not in moon for a melody. Marvin, best and worst of the weekend.
We got best. Andrew McCutchen from the Pirates. He had his 300th career home run.
Wow.
I didn't even know he.
Hi, Andrew.
Hall of Very Good?
Yeah.
Yeah.
At least Hall of Good.
Okay. Got an MVP award?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Other best, Jalen Brunson. Scored 40 points last night for the Knicks. The Knicks clinched the 2 seed. Lucky for them, they faced the Sixers or the Heat. In the first round.
Yeah, and the Heat are undermanned. You know, they got some injuries there. All right, Paulie, best and worst of the week.
Best of the weekend, weirdly, I'm going to go John Calipari to Arkansas. He or they solved a very awkward situation, and it seems like it's one of those awkward exits that everyone wins. Calipari gets a new gig in the SEC. He does, I guess, air quotes, the right thing because it feels like they might have wanted to fire him, but he was too expensive to fire.
Yeah.
Kentucky gets a new coach that's a local, as far as a hometown guy, Mark Pope. They made a very awkward situation better.
Yeah, I think it was a win-win for both.
The other best of the weekend, I'm going to stay with the Salt Lake City getting a hockey team. Now, some of the names being thrown around, I preface this by saying the last time Salt Lake City got a team, they kept the name, the Utah Jazz. Even though I'm not an expert on Salt Lake City, it doesn't seem like a Jazz hotbed. You tell me, Dan.
I might have seen Jazz. It feels like Stu Lance told me about a place in Utah that had Jazz because I joked about it.
So I read back, the Utah Jazz, they were thinking about changing the name to something else, obviously, when they got to Salt Lake City. The owners didn't like any of the suggestions and said, we're sticking with the Jazz. They never changed it. Right. So you're not going to keep Coyotes, like the Salt Lake Coyotes. It's a damaged brand. It's like,
okay.
Here are some of the names being thrown out. The Salt Lake Yeti. This is serious. I'm looking at KSL.
Like a cooler?
Yeah, well, like the Yeti, the monster in the...
Oh, I thought that you were talking about the cooler.
The Yeti.
They would play in the cooler.
Yeah. Some people like the Utah Blizzard.
The Blizz?
Yeah. Those are some of the ones being thrown out there.
All right. Final hour on the way. More exciting conversation this Monday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like,
whoa.
And?
Hmm.
Not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.